Until we meet again.
I'm telling you, he's not the one,
Suzanne whispered to Gil as he pulled to a stop at the light. As long as she'd known him, he always just bombed through a yellow. But he was more careful now, not taking any chances.
You need to listen to me.
Shh, he said, because the news report wasn't over yet.
Don't shh me. Shut up.
His own whisper was fierce, whipping at her across the space between them as he reached to turn up the volume. They were on their way to the funeral home, and when he asked her, "Radio?" she said, "No." But he either hadn't heard her or hadn't comprehended, and he turned on the news despite the fact that they already knew what the voice would say. A local man, Martin Willett, had been arrested for the murder of Joy Enright. Officers had taken him into custody after executing a search warrant at Willett's home and finding a ski mask, among other items police believed might be related to the crime. Willett had been held overnight in the Chilton jail and was scheduled to be arraigned the next morning. The police chief had visited them 3 days in a row. Yesterday, to tell them about the arrest. The day before that, to tell them that Joy's death was a murder. 2 days earlier, that her body had been found, though they were withholding this fact from reporters until they could determine a cause of death. The first time, Suzanne went to the sink and vomited. Afterward, there was nothing left to purge.
No, 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 Gil had said each time,
even going so far as to place his hand on the chief's chest and push him slowly toward the wall. The first time, the chief flinched. After that, he just let Gil do whatever he wanted. When Armstrong named Martin as the man they'd arrested, Gil's fingers turned to fists. The sight made Suzanne double over again, and clutching herself, she thought of Martin's fingers around a brush on her body. When they were alone again, Gil placed his hands on her shoulders, and she thought he might shake her. She wished he would, but instead he just leaned in close and whispered,
"Look what you did. He killed her. Look what you did."
The whisper made it even worse than it might have been. She wished he had shouted instead. After he left without telling her where he was going, she ran to find her phone, then remembered she'd erased Martin's number. When she finally found it and dialed, it went to voicemail. She tried 3 more times, left no messages, thought of contacting Violet, but realized she didn't know her last name. When Gil came home, Suzanne was still slumped on the floor in the kitchen, and they both knew he would step over her without speaking.